Your choice. This meeting of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 184 will come to order. It's not a long bill, so I hope we don't have to spend too long on this. Maybe we should just quickly introduce ourselves at the table so everybody knows who everybody is.
Katie Gallagher, Senate Counsel.
John Marty, Chair of the Senate Committee.
Terry Bonner.
Laura Blubow, Legislative Assistant.
Jen Holcomb, Committee Administrator.
Tom Huntley, Minister of the House.
Diane Loeffler from the House.
Lynn Ayers, House Research.
Jan Horner, Tom's Assistant.
Good. Who would like to go through the side by side? Everybody has the bill should be set for 184, you should have, and then you should have the unofficial engrossment, which is the House language. Unofficial engrossment has in the upper right WDS 0184-1.
Mr. Chair, I can. The difference in section one starts on, if you look in the House language, on line 16. The House has put in that one sentence that says that the above family planning agencies may not provide taxpayer-funded abortions. And then from 17 to the end of this section is House-only language that states that a registered nurse may not dispense oral contraceptives to a patient under the age of 12 until written notice of the prescription request has been made to the parent of the child. And then if you, section two is the same in both bills, and then the Senate language has a section three that the House does not have that just requires the Commissioner of Human Services to work with family planning clinics to adjust the medical assistance reimbursement rates to adequately cover the cost of doing business.
Okay. Is everybody clear on, so there are about three or so differences. One thing that's the same in them, but that we've heard some concerns, I think somebody mentioned on the House floor, concerns that because we were in the purchasing pool in section two of the House bill and section two of the Senate bill, we were including the community clinics for the state purchasing pool. We were including them is by defining them as governmental units, and really they're not governmental units, they're nonprofits, and I think there are concerns about liability exemptions because government limits caps our liability, and there could be other consequences of that. So I asked Senate Counsel to look for other ways of approaching this, and she suggested that way to do it, and she ran this by, I believe, Department of Administration. Could you explain the A5 amendment? I'm going to put that out there and see if somebody wants to offer that.
Okay, Mr. Chair, this is a, it was a Senate file 1755, I don't know what the House file was, and it has since been passed. It was, I think, a Department of Administration bill that is basically as an alternative to adding nonprofit organizations to governmental units in the hopes of allowing these nonprofits to take advantage of some state contracts. They added it into 16C.03 subdivision 10, and all we're doing is then adding nonprofit community health clinics into that group. And Senate File 1755 added, and it looks it's not underlined because it's since been signed. They added the entities defined in 16C.23 subdivision 1 and a registered combined charitable organization, all that language, a charitable organization defined in 309. And there is some thought that most of these clinics are already probably included in that, but just to make sure, we just added the nonprofit community clinics in that laundry list of nonprofits. And this would allow them then to participate in NCAP, which is kind of, I think, the intent of the language that we have in both bills. So, and the Department of Admin knows about this and is okay with it.
Okay. Whose bill was that, what's now Chapter 83? Do you know who's?
You know, I don't know. I don't think it was controversial. It was a short bill.
So anyway, this would be just including them in the same way as the other bill that was just signed included other nonprofits. But you're saying some of these may be covered by that anyway.
Right, but just to make sure we...
Anyway, I wonder what do you think about if somebody wants to offer that as a...
I would offer that as an amendment, but are we... Which file are we working on?
We can work... We'll put together a package at the end of it. Let's just figure out what language it is to put it into. Well, let's start with the Senate language. I would suggest we work off the Senate file and then just amend things to it or take things away from it.
And then I would move, Chair, the A5 amendment to the Senate language.
Is there any discussion on that motion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Yes.
So this gets clearly approved. There's no liability limit.
It wouldn't change anything. The clinics would be the same as they are now. It's just, I think both you and I in the original bill, it was a way to get them in there, but this way is probably cleaner. And I think I first heard this after somebody mentioned this on the floor, that this could be an issue in the House, maybe? I think I heard it after your debate that somebody had raised the issue. And I think that should take care of it. Other discussions, amendments. Senator Rabanoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move that we delete, and actually I'm looking at the House file.
Okay.
So I have to
put we wouldn't delete that language?
Yes.
Okay. We wouldn't have to do that if we're working off the Senate language then.
Oh, okay.
So, what about... I'm going to suggest, though, that the House obviously wanted some sort of restriction on people under 12 years of age getting oral contraceptives. The way the language looks from that form amendment is that it would say that an advanced practice nurse or a doctor could dispense to a 10 or 11-year-old, but not a RN. But I think if the House feels strongly about that, I can't figure out who these people are. I've asked several providers and MOEP and others, and they don't know of people, 11-year-old kids coming in and asking for contraception. And I would not like to see, I think there are 11-year-olds who are on contraceptives for other medical reasons besides that. So. But I have been yet to find somebody who knows of any 11-year-old who's ever gotten contraceptives for contraceptive purposes without the parent. But I wondered, I heard one or two of the House members say, well, if this is the case, why not just, if you have to take anything, I'd say the first sentence on line 117 of the House language, in addition, if the patient is under 12 years of age, registered nurse may not dispense oral contraceptives. If you put a period there, it actually strengthens the House language without getting into this ridiculous game, because I don't know of anybody who is at any of these clinics who's dispensing to any 11-year-olds with or without parents there. The question is, does that screw up anything anywhere else?
Sure.
Yes, Representative Huntley.
I would move that lines 117 and lines 118 through the word contraceptives instead of period there be added to the Senate language.
Okay. Senator Bonoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a question, Representative Huntley. So just to clarify that then, if a young girl needed birth control pills for other purposes, then her doctor could prescribe that under this.
We're not stopping.
Okay, right. Very good. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, I think it was, I don't know, I don't know why we have to ban it if it's not being done, but if the House wanted to do that rather than this other language, I think that seems to be a decent compromise, and it's actually stronger language in that sense. Any other discussion of that? If not, Representative Huntley moves that the sentence, in addition, if the patient is under 12 years of age, the registered nurse may not dispense oral contraceptives, moves to insert that into the Senate language. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. There's one other, the House was taking out section 3 of our language, and I understand the concern might be that it could have a financial, I mean, the commissioner doesn't have to do anything there, but the concern was that this is too directive, and so I wonder if we could distribute the A6 amendment as a compromise rather than take out the Senate language. And while it's being handed out, I'll just explain. And that would be simply changes it so the Commission of Human Services should work with the family planning clinics, the current language, to determine a proposed adjustment to medical assistance reimbursement rates to adequately cover the cost of the family planning services and then report to the legislature. That makes it clear they are not adjusting them, they are proposing to adjust them, and what would it take, because our reimbursement rates are nowhere near sufficient to cover the cost of doing business, and they could report back to us, and we'd have to make a decision if we wanted to fund some of that. But I think there's some merit to finding out how short they are in terms of this, because I know most of them are using, they're raising money to cover the gaps, and I think we should at least be aware of how much the gap is there. Do you think, is that something we might be amenable to? Or? Representative Loughlin.
Senator, Mr. Chairman, the question I would have is that the language on 1.6 says to adequately cover the cost of doing business, and do we want to have an adjective in front of business that says that business, so it refers to the medical assistance business? I know that many of these particular clinics do a wide range of services that are important, and that would narrow it a little bit.
Like the cost of covering those services? Senator Bonhoff, will you?
So moved. Yes.
Senator Bonhoff would move the A6 amendment with the line 1.6 reading to adequately cover the cost of covering those services. Is there any discussion on that? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Are there any other differences in the bills that we haven't gotten to?
Mr. Chair, I don't believe so. Do you need to adopt Section 1 as amended in Article, or in 184 to get Section 1 in there?
I think we were working off of it. Why don't we adopt Senate File 184, the Senate language as amended by A6 and A5 and whatever else.
Oral
amendment, yes. Is everybody clear on that motion? Not if who's making the motion? Is Chair, you make it, Senator Bonhoff?
So moved.
Senator Bonhoff, here's that. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. And as far as I know, that would end the business of the committee. What we'll do is get it put together, the committee report, and we'll just pass it around. With that, if there's no further business, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.